The Inspirito Vocal Ensemble, under the direction of Sirona Meinhardt, recently returned from its first international trip. A musical odyssey through Cuba that gave rise to new friendships and future opportunities. The Sunshine Coast-based choir collaborated and ran workshops with two professional Cuban ensembles, Vocal Leo and Vocal Luna. Their combined efforts resulted in a combined performance in a Havana cathedral, and a vocal workshop with a professional Cuban a cappella vocal ensemble named Novel Voz. During their stay, the Canadian singers visited a community center where they performed with a local dance school. Later, they dedicated time to humanitarian work for struggling families. Choir members had previously collected donations from Sunshine Coast communities. As Inspirito prepares to host a women's choir festival on the Sunshine Coast next spring, the group will invite Vocal Luna and its conductor to participate as guest artists. The choir has scheduled its spring performance, Woman Am I, for May 4 and 5 Calvary Baptist Church in Gibson's. The concert's lineup and style is heavily influenced by the trip to Cuba. "It really helped our singers to move and grow to the next level," said director Sirona Meinhardt. The concert will include classics like Migra Sum, by Pau Casals, Clay Wick, a piece by BC composer Brian Tate paying homage to Emily Carr, Malala Pakistani Girl, by Canadian composer Larry Nicol telling the story of Malala, a traditional South African piece Mingwane Mpulule, and an experimental choral piece When I Am Woman. The final set of music will portray inspiring women, women bound together in sisterhood, women who can fight for change, women who understand pain, and women who can laugh. The group will be joined by accompanist Toby Aldrin and flutist Bernard Blary. Tickets, $25, are available by emailing Viva Voce at SironaMeinhardt.com or texting 778-888-4957. Suncoast Phoenix on the Horizon. The Suncoast Phoenix Choir, under its music director Sarah Douglas and with piano collaborator Tom Kellow, is planning its spring concert. The choir of mixed voices promises an evening of jazz, Canadiana, German Renaissance and 20th century composers as well as a sing-along for those who want to join the fun. Two performances will take place at 7 p.m. on May 10 at St. Hilda's Anglican Church in Sechelt and at 7 p.m. on May 11 at Calvary Baptist Church in Gibson's. Admission is by donation, suggested donation $20. This weekend, celebrate 4 decades of Straight Goods. A performance and reception are scheduled on 2 p.m. on Saturday, April 27 to commemorate the Ruby anniversary of a cappella Straight Choir. The a cappella Straight Choir is this year celebrating 40 years of singing together, and the Correlations Children's Chorus is also marking approximately 3 decades of existence. Both groups sing under the direction of indefatigable performer and educator Janice Brunson. Everyone is welcome to attend and share memories. Registration is required by emailing xstraight21@gmail.com. A group number is planned. Sheet music can be requested via the same email address. Speaking of leadership, congratulations are due to School District 46 student Louise Olanayan, who earned bronze at the BC Provincial Skills Canada Public Speaking Competition held April 17 in Abbotsford. A full account of the regional contest, held on March 7 in Gibson's, appeared in the March 15 edition of the Coast Reporter. Olanayan took silver and Atala Herrera secured gold at the regional competition. According to regional organizer John Leach, Herrera also had an excellent showing at the provincial competition.